We are in Tofnun Aleph, the halachas of Kashrin Kalim for Pesach. We are up to Sifte Zayin, and that's what we're going to be doing today. Meducha Muteris Bahagala. A mill, you know, one of those little mills that's used for pepper, is Mutter Bahagala. Vim Higdola Sheniyachal Achnisa Beyora. What if it's a large mill? Mesim Bamayim Roschim. So what you do is you put boiling water into it. Umachnis Besocha Evin Rosachas. You put a boiling stone into it. Va'ola Aticha Bechol Svasa. And you see to it that the water is boiling and reaches every part of it. V'chol kai gavnev ha'gola dekli rishon, because this is called hagola in a keli rishon. Now this is only where you have no other choice. Otherwise we do not lechatchila rely on an evin meluban, but we actually do hagola in a keli that is on the fire. Something that needs hagola in a kli rishon mamish, an evin meluban is not going to work. Unless it's a Shas HaTchak, and it's an Eina Ben Yomo. Now, with regard to the reason why a meducha needs kashering anyway, why does a mill need kashering? Because it was common that they would grind sharp spices together with bread. And this is very much like the Halach of Beis Soror, where we'll see later there's a machlokas to Mechaber in the Ramah, in the trough in which they allowed the dough to rise, if Hagola actually works for it, because we say it may have absorbed so much sharp chametz that it will not even come out by way of Hagola. Now, in the case of our mills, meaning in the days of the Mishnah Berurah already, that people did not put chametz into them, all they did was they used spices. It's just that no one checked the spices to make sure that there was no chametz in it. There, everybody would hold that Hagola works. So even though there's a machlokas later, whether or not Hagola works for Beis Sa'or, and there'd be reason to say that this has the same halacha as is, nevertheless, here we could be makel. Now, the Ramah in our case here says, V'yesh machmirin lelabein hameducha, because they actually give it the halacha of Beis Sa'or. So the Mechaber who holds that Hagola works for the Beis Sa'or would say the same thing here, and the Mechaber and the Ramah who holds that it doesn't here says that you have to have libun. V'noagim lelabno lechatchila. Akba libun kaldu danish yisrael of kashmi b'chut sagi, a libun kal is good enough. V'noagim lelabno lechatchila. Miusagale b'hagola im ein b'gumus, you can really do b'dieved, you can do hagola if it has no grooves. V'mamadocha shal eitz, it's a kalpo b'kli umnus. Whereas if it's made of wood, it should first be shaved down, the chashinu legumus, because we are really afraid that perhaps there's some kind of groove somewhere where there's chametz stuck there. The chashinu legumus, lagilo acharkach, and only afterwards would you be able to do hagala. So in the case of our meduchas, where they don't usually do chametz into them, only tavlinim, the Mishnah Berurah says it's enough to do hagala. The reason why we do hagala altogether is maybe some chametz fell in there. The ideal is that if you're going to use a mill like this, that you should do Hagola before Pesach and do all your grinding before Pesach as well. And b'dieved, if you ground before the Pesach, if you ground on Pesach without Hagola, the halach is we would not aser it b'dieved, because we do not know for a fact that it became chametz. A butcher's knife that was used for chopping meat together with onions and bread. Mishnah Berurah says one should not be makel. Next, the Magen Avraham brings down, and this is a halacha from Yeridea, where there's actually a machlokas achronim in this, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, who is the machmir. What happens if you go and cut a dover chor, if you cut an onion with a milchik knife, then you went ahead and put that onion into a meducha. So say for us, you went ahead and slice an onion with milchiks and then put it in your food processor. According to the Magen Avraham, your food processor is milchik, and if you will now grind another onion in your food processor that was cut with a parv knife, your food processor would make that onion milchik and you can't eat it together with fleishik. So the Magen Avraham's shita is that when you slice something with a knife, it absorbs from the knife enough taste. And this, everyone agrees that if you slice an onion with a fleishik knife, it's fleishik. You slice an onion with a milk knife, it's milchik. Even if it's an Eina Ben Yomo, in fact. Whereas, if you put that in a food processor, will it go and transfer its taste to the blade of the food processor? The Magen Avraham is machmir for that, and the Mishnah Berurah brings him down.